You know, the study of hip-hop music and culture is fast becoming a part of the curriculum at many elite colleges. A new documentary called The Hip-Hop Fellow looks at how Ninth Wonder, a respected hip-hop DJ, producer, and musician, helped Harvard students figure out what was really going on in the world. Here's NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates.
Hip-hop was born back in the early 70s, around the same time college students were graduating with new degrees in feminist studies, environmental studies, and black studies. Initially seen by much of academia as marginal at best, those subjects are now considered conventional. Filmmaker Kenneth Price grew up with hip-hop and noticed that over the past decade, a number of prestigious institutions had taken an interest in and were studying hip-hop with the same rigor as other disciplines.
I was curious about this field of hip-hop studies. I really wasn't aware of the depth that was happening at these Ivy League schools and thought, you know, I was kind of amazed that no one had made a film about it yet.
So he did, by following Patrick Douthit, or Ninth Wonder as he's professionally known, to Harvard. Ninth spent the 2012-2013 academic year as a Harvard Fellow teaching at the Hip Hop Research Institute. It's part of the W.E.B. Du Bois Institute, often billed as the most comprehensive collection of African and African American studies in the country. At the film's outset, Ninth confesses it was an unlikely scenario.
Nobody from hip hop is supposed to go to Harvard without a degree. Nobody. To do anything.
But degree or no, Ninth turned out to be a born teacher. Here, the filmmaker caught him giving the semester's assignment.
What is the standard? What are going to be the rules for being, okay, this is a standard classic hip hop album. Level of influence. The sound of it. So these are the type of back and forth we want to get into when we decide what's a classic album that's going to stand the test of time, because we are going to decide that list.
To do that, they paid attention to sampling, the art of taking snippets of sound from other earlier records and dropping them into new work. It's been called everything from recreating to outright stealing. Harvard's Henry Louis Gates Jr. heads the W.E.B. Du Bois Institute. He told the filmmaker sampling has a well-established literary equivalent.
T.S. Eliot, Herman Melville with Moby Dick, Ulysses by James Joyce is an entire extended riff on the Odyssey by Homer. That's how literature works. It's repetition with a difference. And sampling is just another name for what in literary circles we call intertextuality.
As a historian of the civil rights movement, I kind of had a hard time seeing the trajectory from Dr. King to Dr. Dre.
That's Pulitzer Prize-winning historian Diane McWhorter in the film. She was a Harvard Fellow with Ninth Wonder. McWhorter says that as he talked about being a vinyl archaeologist, she saw how Ninth was using music from her past to explain his present.
When he talked about being a crate digger, you know, going through all these old LPs to find new stuff, well, it was a little bit sobering because the stuff that he was discovering was stuff that I'd grown up with.
I was looking for reflection, so I decided to go.
Mixing the old with the new has enabled hip-hop to create, as Ninth Wonder likes to say, a bridge between generations. And it's more than just beats. Ninth says Harvard's hip-hop archive is now cataloging hip-hop's lyrics so they can be critically assessed.
We have the data to show that to a student. Read this. Now read this. Now what's the difference? Well, this is more poetic than this is. Oh, okay. And so they get the chance to see that.
So hip-hop, at 40, is no longer kids' music. It's now officially middle-aged. Professor Wonder says there's now a bit of a rift. Some older hip-hop fans feel their music was more significant, more worthy than the music younger fans are playing. Works the grown-ups are dismissing is nothing more than noise. Sound familiar? You'll hear that again in 20 years. Someone will probably write a thesis on it. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Hey, this is Morning Edition from NPR News. Morning Edition's theme rap was composed by BJ Lederman. His stage name is DJ Lederman, arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Steve Inskeep.
Linda Wertheimer.
Can I kick it? Can I kick it? Can I kick it? Can I kick it?